I please God to bless us together this evening as we continue our meditation in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 24. This evening we'll speak from verse 22 to the end. And we just read those verses from verse 22. And when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them and said, "When Lysias, the chief captain, shall come, I will know the uttermost of your matter." And he commanded a centurion to keep Paul and to let him have liberty, and that he should forbid none of his acquaintance to minister or come unto him. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith of Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might loose him, whereof he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. But after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound. Well, the Apostle Paul had spoken before Felix and the people that were there with him, and the result was that, as we read in the 21st verse, "Except it be for this one voice that I cried, standing among them, touching the resurrection of the dead, I am called in question by you this day." And that was as far as the apostle came with his words. And then we read, "And when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of the way, he deferred them and said, 'When Lysias, the chief captain, shall come, I will know the uttermost of your matter.'" Again, from these words, it would seem that Felix was, we know he was a governor, and that he was operating in fairness, so that he wanted to be sure that those accusations which Tertullus had made were in actual fact true. And that's why he asked that they should wait until Lysias, the chief captain, should come down. Because we know it was Lysias, of course, who had sent Paul to Caesarea. And when that came down, then he would know the details. He said that, "I will know the uttermost of your matter." And he'd heard Paul's reasoning, and he now wanted to know the truth also, not from Tertullus, who he probably recognized was not telling the truth, but from the chief captain. And so, having come to that conclusion, he then commanded a centurion to keep Paul and let him have liberty, and that he should forbid none of his acquaintance to minister or come unto him. It would seem, therefore, that really Felix was recognizing that what Paul had said was not worthy of death or of imprisonment or anything like that, but hadn't enough courage to free him. And therefore he made this position that he was to be kept and to have his liberty, and that his acquaintances should be able to come and minister unto him. And then we read, "And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess," it would seem therefore that either Felix had gone off to find her and to fetch her and to bring her, or she'd come by herself. But anyway, when she came, and being a Jewess, of course, she would have known the law of the Jews and been familiar with it, because all the Jews really were brought up to know that situation. We understand from Josephus that in fact Drusilla had been married before, and that Felix had really come and taken her to be his wife. So he was really living, they both were living in adultery, which was a Jewess. He sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. No doubt Drusilla was an influence in this, wondering what Paul had to say. Well, he was able to come, and he was able to speak then the truth. And it's important to notice, as he addressed them, and he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, and how important were those things. He was setting before them there the necessity of a righteous life, to live uprightly and in accordance with the law, and to be temperate in all those things which were to be done in an outward way. And no doubt he was aware that, of course, Felix was not operating under these guidelines. He was operating a different way. And then the apostle, we're told, he said, and judgment to come. How faithful was the apostle? No matter who he was addressing, whether they were eminent people or just people in the marketplace, he was so faithful in the truths that he set before them. And so here he was then, addressing this governor, an important person, but he didn't hold back. He addressed him in honesty, and he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. Well, what was the effect? Felix trembled. Felix trembled. Well, it's important to notice that Felix trembled, but it was only really with an outward trembling, because it did not have a good effect. You know, we read in Acts of two other occasions when there was trembling. We can read of the Apostle Paul in his life when he was on that Damascus road, and we're told on that time what happened. And this is what happened. And he, trembling and astonished, said, well, what did he say? Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? You see, the effect of that which had come upon him was to cause him to tremble, but it had caused him also to come in this way, seeking that he might be directed by the Lord. Trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? There was a submitting himself to the will of his God. There wasn't turning away from it. And then also in the 16th chapter, we read about the jailer. Remember the Philippian jailer, as we refer to him. And in the 16th chapter and the 29th verse, we read about this man. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Well, here was, in these two accounts, there was a God-given trembling. And what a blessing it is if we know what it is to tremble before God and to desire that the Lord will look upon us, the Lord will have mercy upon us, the Lord will direct us. How different was the occasion here of this man Felix. Felix trembled. He'd heard the truth of God. He'd heard the faithful preaching. And what was the result? What did he do? Did he fall down? No, he said. He said, go thy way. For this time, when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. He wanted to be shot of the truths that the apostle had brought before him. He didn't want to have to consider them. He obviously desired that they might disappear from his mind, and that he might not be troubled by them. And that's a very solemn thought, isn't it? Because there may be those times when the Lord comes and it may be in this way addresses us. And perhaps we may tremble. We may fear because of what our sins deserve. We may fear because there is that judgment to come. We may fear because we know there is a judgment and that we must stand before that judgment seat. But are we like Felix? just going away. We're just hoping we'll forget these things. We don't want to be involved in them. What a blessing if we are like Paul or the jailer, that this gracious trembling has a real effect upon us. Now, you know, you and I this evening will fall into one of those two categories, won't we? We'll either hear the great truths of God and we'll tremble and we'll want to get rid of them. We want to occupy ourselves with the things of the world. We want to turn away from them, hoping that they'll disappear from our mind and won't trouble us at all. Just like Felix. Or blessed with the favoured Spirit of God to seek, as the Apostle Paul did, to be directed by God what he should do. And it was a real desire, wasn't it? It wasn't just words. His concern was what the Lord would direct him in. And then, of course, with the jailer, in a similar way, he cried out, "What must I do to be saved?" And we know that the result was that the apostles, Paul, came and he said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." And it's quite clear from the account we have in this 16th chapter that the apostle had clearly spoken to him and to his household of those things which they had been doing wrong. And therefore, here was the result. By the Spirit of God, the trembling, the effect of the Word of God, the trembling upon this man, and the blessing it brought forth. Well, I hope tonight that you and I can trace out in our lives perhaps a time when we trembled before God, when we bowed down before God, and our real desire was, straight from our heart, "Lord, what will thou have me to do?" And the apostle was obedient, wasn't he? And you know the jailer was obedient. They weren't weasel words, were they? They desired to do that which was right and to truly be affected by the words they'd heard. And so we have this solemn position here, Felix, who had been wonderfully blessed to hear these great truths, but had not had any saving effect upon his soul. And then we read, "Go thy way this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul. You see, the love of money, the root of all evil. Not money itself, but the love of money, the root of all evil. And here was this man, probably a wealthy man, and yet wanting more money. And he did know that the apostle had come to Jerusalem with funds to give to the poor. And he may have thought he had a lot of money that he could give to him. And therefore, we see this sad situation, only looking at earthly things, only wanting to gain financial input, not concerned about the judgment to come. He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might loose him. Whereof he sent for him the oftener and communicated with him. So very often you see the Apostle Paul was clearly in the presence of Felix, and no doubt Felix discussed many things with him. But we see that it had no real effect upon his soul. No, he was hardened and he was far off. And so we're sad to read the account of this governor Felix, who was wonderfully blessed to hear the truth of God's word from the apostle himself. And we today are wonderfully blessed to hear the word of God and to read the word of God. But my friends, oh, that it may have a wonderful effect upon us, so that as we read it, we may tremble, recognizing how we deserve eternal hell. We deserve to be cut off, tremble because of our sins, and yet flee to the Savior. Bow down. Pray for forgiveness. Pray for humble heart. Pray that we may be directed and blessed by our God. And then we read, after 2 years, so it was some time, the Apostle Paul was in this place of freedom, being able to entertain his friends. But after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room. And Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound. You see, the heart of man left to himself. Though he'd heard the great truths of the gospel, he should have esteemed Paul as a great servant of God. But no, he was more concerned about receiving honour from men. And therefore the result was, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, he left Paul bound. Well, may the Lord instruct us from these things. Amen.